9:04 a.m. No public comment. Any commission or, let's see, I guess we don't have any commission remarks on here. Monthly budget report.
Good morning, Commission.
Good morning.
As of the end of June, our balance in GCR is $5,036,267.61. We have had this month, we have had less expenditures than revenues that came in, so our balances and the expenditures did really good this last month. All of our balances are looking good. If do you guys have any questions on this budget that I presented to you?
Well, on the expenditures, we end, let me see, January, March, April, May, June, we end a quarter, so it'll be July when some of the more major that we have to reports. Company, workman comp and all of that.
Okay.
So it'll reflect the next month.
Okay. The only one that I'm still keeping an eye on is the 550 account. We have spent almost $14,000 just this month. And with your comment that this is usually a low spending month, that is $13,000 a month is quite substantial to me. Had a lot of air conditioner repairs. I saw that was happening, and a lot of repairs in that the jail building. That's expected from it being the age that it is. Any other questions?
The next bond payment's due.
The actual bond payment for the jail is mm-hmm. next year.
Next year, so we're...
We're good on the bond payment. It's just the expenditures that...
We've already made two.
We have interest that's...
Yeah, we got the larger payment earlier in the year, and then we got the interest payment.
$100,000.
Okay.
So in September, just around $100,000, and so we should be okay, should we not?
Hopefully, depending on the expenditures.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Taney County Treasurer semi-annual report.
Report entered into the record. On the first page, it kind of just outlines the total budgeted funds as of June 30th, which was $34,251,199.11, and then the treasurer's funds $1,210,779.92, with a grand total of all funds of $35,461,979.03. You'll see then that gives all the breakdown for all the accounts. And then the last page shows all the investments that the county owns at this time. So the cash in the cash account was $10,144,979.03. And then the certificates of deposit that are being held is $25,317,000 for a total of $35,461,979.03.
Do you have any questions? So we've got a sum coming due, and one just came due. Did we renew it?
Yes.
Did we get the, is that the interest rate we got on it?
No, it was 2.3.
2.3, because the interest went up. I understand it's going back down a little now.
It's down a little bit.
Yeah.
From what, yeah, some of the other ones that I was getting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that one that was June. Doesn't hit the account fast enough for me to get it in for June, so I couldn't transfer the money until July. That's why I was still on that. But it is being renewed for actually the 12th of this month.
The one that's just come due in July here, is it up a little bit from that 1.1, or is it?
Yes, anything I'm reinvesting now will be over 2.
Be over 2 mm-hmm. right now? Mm-hmm.
It's the quotes I got as of Wednesday.
Okay. And those are good through July, those quotes?
Yes. Okay. Well, as long as they have them, you know, until they run out. But
okay.
Yeah, so I have to just, if those run out, then I have to request okay. more.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Move to enter into the record the semi-annual settlement and investment report as presented by Melanie Smith, Kenny County Treasurer.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 455411 through 455463, warrants 7225 through 7227, and one journal entry.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes for regular session June 25th, 2019, and then we have regular session for July 1st, 2019.
I move to approve the June 25th, 2019 minutes. It was just a phone call.
Mm-hmm. Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I didn't see anything on the first that it's been corrected. What was?
It should be good. Move to approve regular session minutes July 1st.
Second.
2019.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Here. Oh, there it is. Approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Agreement for badge pass printing and laminating processing equipment. File number 19082S.
I understand that's a cooperative agreement that we joined on through the state of Missouri.
It is.
Move to approve the agreement binding between Taney County and SHI International Corporation of Somerset, New Jersey.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. University of Missouri Extension Update.
Good morning. I'm Willa Williams. I'm the Community Engagement Specialist in 4-H. So I'll start off with my report. You might have heard about the Youth Livestock Show. I've been talking a lot about it, and you've probably heard a little bit of the update. And in Taney County, we haven't traditionally had a large livestock show. The fair does not have an open livestock show. So it's up to us to put on our own livestock show. And we did have a youth livestock show in connection with the fair. And we were pretty pleased with it. And so were all the people that attended as well. We had people from outside of the county that attended. They were really excited about it. They were the ones that brought the beef cattle in years previous. A lot of people in Taney County wanted beef cattle. And we could never bring beef cattle in. And so, because they wanted to take them, their cattle to other shows. But, we did get some beef cattle in. They were really excited about it. They said that they're going to come back next year. So, in fact, this hasn't ever happened before, but even, after the weekend, people were calling back up and saying how much they enjoyed the show. They still wanted to come back. So it was, we were really pleased with the outcome. Everybody was excited about it. So it was just a really good show. It was also our most attended show that we've had since anyone can remember, not just since I've been there. And it rained just a teeny bit, but even had it rained a lot, we would have been soaked because we didn't have a tent. But we did have some nice panels that we borrowed from Stone County. Those will always be available to us. They were really easy to put up. That did not cost us anything to put up. We did raise enough money to give good premiums out to the youth, to supply t-shirts to the youth, to supply ribbons to the youth. And so we had some really good sponsors to do that. In the future, we do want to have, I've talked about that before, at least a nice pavilion, an overhang, so if it does rain, at least we'll have that. We can continue to borrow the panels, and it doesn't have to be anything extravagant, but we can continue building the livestock show. And the best part about it was the poultry chain contest, because that gave a lot of youth a reason to come out there. They were so excited to show their birds. And the poultry chain, if you don't remember, they were given day-old chicks, a flock of day-old chicks. They only had to bring 4 back out of the 25. And we had kids as young as, I think the youngest was 7 years old, all the way up to teenagers. And, you know, they all started with the same chicks out of the same flock, day-old, and they brought them there, and they all competed, and it was great. So it was a really good day. I was really excited about that.
Did all of them survive, 4 out of them? Out of 25 chicks.
The clover kid, and he did not have any experience with poultry at all. And they showed up with their chicks in a Rubbermaid box, and it was kind of funny. It looks like they were holding them in maybe with the grates from the oven or something on top of them. They're like, you have a pen for us to put them in, right? And I'm like, we'll find a pen. But they probably didn't have as many. Their flock was probably cut in half. But most of them, they had a pretty good survival.